Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. It is episode 101, the first episode of 2023, and I am in a weird vibe. So yeah, this episode was intended to be a reflection on the year, and reflecting on the year has been crazy because looking back at where I was last year in 2022, firstly, it's very crazy to think that a whole year's gone by, but it is what it is. And secondly, we are in a whole new year, but it's only been a few days. So very weird. But reflecting on the past year has been hard. And I'm grieving for a second time because my 10-month-old puppy passed away. She was ill. I rushed her to the vet. From the vet, I found another place that could take her in hospice for treatment. She unfortunately passed due to the ailment, and I'm struggling. To be honest, I am struggling with it because she was my baby. She was Gwen. She was the puppy I raised for 3 months in my room, up all hours of the night, training, taking care of her, everything. And she's gone. So reflecting on the year literally just made me think of her all the time. So it's been hard and I'm devastated. My sister's devastated. My family is upset, and it's hard trying to be with the other dogs because the three of them were always together. It was the two girls and the one boy, and they always just played together. They stayed together. They slept together. Like, everything was a trio. And one of them being gone is hard in ways that not many people understand. They're like, oh, it's a dog. It was more than that. She was more than that. So yeah. The reflection has been hard. Pictures and looking back on the year have been hard, and I broke down in public multiple times. But that's just what happens with grieving. A song comes on and you just start bawling in the middle of a wimpy during breakfast. Like, it's life. And it can be beautiful, but it can be sad. It can be chaotic, but it can be so much fun. And going on this roller coaster over the last few days has shook me to my core, which is why this episode is going up at whatever time I finally manage to get through it and edit it and upload it. But I will get there. I will get through this. And yeah, so not to keep on such a sad note, the reflection of the year wasn't all bad. This past year, I keep referring to this year as 2022, but it's not. Last year was the most emotionally difficult year of my life due to my mental health. And I said to a friend of mine, two actually that I met up with, I said to them both, I was hospitalized in 2020 for emergency surgery not related to COVID. And I would rather experience that pain, go to hospital, struggle with recovery, and eventually make it home and still be in pain, like needed morphine type of pain. I would rather go through that physical pain than experience the emotional upheaval I went through last year in 2022, just because it was that hard. And wow, like, I survived. I made it through, and I'm proud of that because I learned a lot of lessons. But the main takeaway from last year was what led to my motivation for this year, which is to focus on myself. Every single step that I did was motivated for someone else. It was for their benefit, for their needs, for the things that they wanted. And a phrase I always use, it's self-care, not selfish. And that is something I need to focus on this year for myself, because putting myself first is not selfish. it's self-care. I'm taking care of me. I'm filling up my cup so that I can give to others. You can't give from an empty cup. And I want to take the time this year to fill my cup. And with Christmas that just passed, a motto I'm kind of going by is prepare for it like it's Christmas. So whatever you're doing, prepare for it like it's Christmas. You know, plan it out months before the time. Start buying your things now. Order them early. Save up your money. Like, get all the groundwork done so that when it comes, you are prepared. I just spoke to my friend, he knows, and I said, it's like that old joke. You want to win the lottery, but you never bought the ticket. Like, no, you got to buy the ticket. You got to put in the effort. You got to prepare for when it comes. And that's something I'm doing for these months. If you don't know, my year technically starts in March with starting to achieve my goals. Usually December, Jan and Feb are party months for me, so I don't really focus on achieving any particular goals. I just focus on habits and strengthening habits and building them. We all know my motto for Christmas was that calories don't count, but when you step on a scale in Jan, you see how it does. Trying to be healthier starts with habits and choices that you do. So instead of grabbing the normal cool drink, you grab the sugar-free one. Instead of grabbing the juice, you grab the water. Small choices lead to big changes, and that is what I'm going to try and do. And that starts with habit building. So for Jan, we are going to be doing a month of planning. Each and every episode going forward is going to be themed around something that I do with regards to planning. Like, next week is going to be looking at what's referred to as the 12 areas of life. And I will be exploring and explaining each and every single one and how I choose to use that to set my goals and plan for the future, because that's what it is. So each and every single week will be around planning, and I'm looking forward to that because right now I don't feel like doing anything. Like, I just want to lay in bed and cry, but that's not going to help anyone. And I'm starting back at work this week, so no, I literally cannot afford to do that. So we're going to muscle through. And I did take time to mourn, so I'm not completely heartless and upset about it, but I am still shattered. And it's going to take me a while to heal. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo because of it. So we are in full out grieving right now. So yeah, that is where I am with this. But yeah, last year was intense emotionally with the funerals and the traveling and just the crying. So I'm looking forward to less crying this year, hopefully, and more tears of joy. Let me put it that way. I'm looking forward to more tears of joy because that is something I definitely want to do. I've already started with the small changes, as I said. I've started a yoga challenge. I don't know who follows it as well, but Yoga with Adrian does a 30-day challenge in January that starts officially on 2nd of Jan, but you can do a day zero on the 1st. And that to me is always a good idea to try and follow it. This year, I really want to stick to it. I know it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. So I'm going to try and stick to it this year. And doing that will definitely build the first habit that I need, which is just more movement. So yeah, I have the next few episodes planned out much better than this rambly one. I've got big plans going forward for the podcast and other channels, if you get my drift. So I will see you then. And I'm gonna do that. I'm going to make the song of this week Memories by Maroon 5, because that's the song I burst out crying to while in Wimpy, while thinking of Gwen. So that's the song of the week. That is me. That is what last year was, and hopefully this year can be better. So happy new year. Let's get this one. Let's make it a good one. I will see you in next week's episode, and don't forget to keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.